Simon Reish Pei Zayin Yerodea discusses the halachos pertaining to the Tzuras HaPesach, to the actual door itself. We have discussed all the different types of buildings that may or may not require a mezuzah based on their ownership, their status, how they're used. And now that we've decided that we have a building or a room that is used appropriately that should get a mezuzah, so now we have to look at the Tzuras HaPesach, the entranceway itself, to see if its structure falls under the parameters that the Torah would want us to put a mezuzah there. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, again in the beginning of Perek Vav, that the Pesach, the entrance, has to be at least 10 tefachim in order to be chayiv in mezuzah, 10 tefachim tall. This is the understanding of all the poskim. This is what the Ramah brings here in Sif Beis. Less than 10 tefachim is simply not a Tzuras HaPesach, and it would not be normal, as the Rambam indicates, for an adult to go through the doorway. Someone asked before regarding a dog entrance, like in the middle of the door. So that would not be for adult, normal human entrance. So I would assume that such an entrance would not get a doorway. The Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam, there in Perek Vav Halacha Dalad, and also the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explain that the Shir of Yud Tefachim is referring to the doorposts regardless if the lintel or the other part of the door dips in. If you look in picture number one, so you will see that the doorpost is 10 tefachim tall, but as the door goes into the building or into the room, it gets narrower and narrower, and the lintel gets narrower and narrower, so at a certain point, the entranceway is not 10 tefachim tall. And even in such a case, it would still get a mezuzah, irregardless of what's going on inside, as long as the doorpost as you enter into that area is 10 tefachim tall. The Agur Bahalacha in Perachaf says that if the doorpost is more than 3 tefachim off the ground, it would be patur. So if you look in picture number 2, just to give you an idea of what that would look like, that you have walls, and then you have 2 doorposts that are put on those walls. So those doorposts on the side would not get a mezuzah because there are more than 3 tefachim off the ground. The Meiri in Maseches Yuma and Yud Aleph Amud Beis writes that if the height of the room is not 10 tefachim, then it's pater. Meaning even if the entrance is 10 tefachim, but the usage area of the room itself that you're going into is not 10 tefachim, it would be patur. And this is cited by the Shita Mekubetzas and Bava Kamen and Aleph, and it's brought Lahalach and the Minchas Yitzchak and Chela Gimel, and the Agur Baalach and Perak Yud Ches. And the Shari HaMezuzah in Perak Yud notes that it's obvious that the walls as well should also be 10 tefachim, even if one has a weirdly angled room with different heights and things like that, everything should be 10 tefachim tall. That is the height of the room and the entranceway. What about the width? How narrow can it be? So we have here a machlokas. Rashi in Yuma Yud Aleph Amud Beis says clearly that it's not a shem shar. It's not considered an entrance if it's not 4 tefachim wide. And this is the Meiri as well. Even if the entrance is 10 tefachim tall, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, it's not a shar. And this is the sheet of the Maharil and Simon Tzadi Dalet in his lengthy tshuva about the halachos of mezuzah and the shach and reish pevav sivkat and chavav, as well says that if it's not 4 tefachim tall, it is not considered a proper entrance. However, the Yad Ketana in Perek Gimel, in the Aruch HaShulchan and Siftes, and the Chovas Hador, and the Agur Baalecha say that if it's less than 4 tefachim, it does get a mezuzah, but without a bracha. And the Pischei Mezuzahs, Ruchan Kanievsky says that, not Ruchan Kanievsky, but the Pischei Mezuzah says that when it comes to a width that's less than 4 tefachim, but more than 3, HaMachmir Tavo Lav Bracha, you should be machmir to put a mezuzah if it's more than 3, but even less than 4 tefachim. The Aruch HaShulchan says, Kuliyam Alo Pligi, everyone agrees that if it's less than 3 tefachim, it's putter, and there's not even room to be machmir to put a mezuzah on an entrance that would be less than 3 tefachim wide, and it would be lavud, and it would be considered as if there's no pesach, no opening at all, because less than 3 tefachim would essentially be considered a closed space. Now, how thick does it have to be? Can an entranceway be, you know, 1 inch wide, that you have a very, very thin gateway? So you just have an iron bar that's very, very thin. Would that be considered enough of a Pesach? So the Tshuvas Toras Nisanel, which is the Korban Nisanel, so in Siman Lamed Gimel, and the Das Kedoshim and Rav Osner, and Hator VaMitzvah, all say that a lintel can be of any thickness. It doesn't have to be any, it can be just an inch of iron wrought. brought around, that would be sufficient in order to be considered an entrance that would get a mezuzah. The Nemuka Yosef in Hilchos Mezuzah seems to say that it has to be a tefach thick. And therefore, if it's not a tefach thick, it would be proper to put up the mezuzah without a bracha. And that was probably what we would do in such a case if one had such a thin entranceway that it would not be a tefach. The Das Kedoshim says it has to be strong enough to hold up a door made of straw, just like we find by Hilchos Erevin, by Tzuras HaPesach as well. And this is cited in many of the Likud Svarim, that it has to be strong enough to hold up a door made of straw. All the poskim agree that there's no shear for how thick it has to be going in. It can be; it doesn't have to be thick with its depth into the walls. And this is clear from all the tshuvas that we discussed to this point. Next, we should be aware of a sheet of the Meiri that we don't paskin like, but we should be aware of such an opinion. The Meiri in Erev and Yeralef says that a Pesach delays lehu shikvi that doesn't have proper Shikufim, whatever that is putzer. So the Ritva, against all of the other Rishonim, says that it means there's no actual additional doorposts, meaning the same material as the wall is the doorpost. There's no distinguishable feature between the entrance itself and the rest of the wall or the rest of the building. Meaning if you had stones running together, like in picture number 3, and there was no distinctive area of wood or anything else saying that this is different than the wall itself, but it's simply the natural walls being used at the entrance, so the Meiri says that would not get a mezuzah. There has to be something outlining with a separate material or a separate form to show that there is a different entrance to this area. However, Rov Rishonim do not learn the Gemara this way, and therefore the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chazon Ish and the Menachas Yitzchak all say that such a Pesach would get a mezuzah, and this is how we pass it. We don't have to have a special demarcation of another material to indicate this being a Pesach. The Ritva says you would not get a mezuzah. The Ritva says that you need to have a different material indicating this is the entranceway. You can't simply use the natural materials that the walls are already made of. Now, what if there's only one doorpost? So, and there's nothing else on the other side. So the Gemara Menachos Lamed Daled says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, that a mezuzah is required even if there's only one doorpost. And the Chachamim say that you are patur. It says mezuzos. There should be a plural of mezuzos. There should be more than one doorpost. And the Chachamim learned that mezuzos without and the Chachamim learned that Rabbi Meir learns that mezuzos without specifying two always means one. That's what mezuzah means. Two, always means one unless it's specified to two. The Rashash says that if there's no mezuzah on the right side as you enter, then it's putter. This is what you have in picture number 4. On the right side as you enter into the building, there's no mezuzah. There's a space and there's some wall a bit of a distance away. Such something like that would not get a mezuzah. And this is the consensus of the poskim, as cited in Argo Bahalacha and Parachaf. The real machlokus that we have to have is regarding if there is no mezuzah if there's a doorpost on the right side and nothing on the left side. Okay? We're discussing right now a case where the left side has a wall, but no doorpost, right? That's in picture number 5. As you walk in, there's a wall on the left side, but there's no doorpost. That's what we're going to discuss going forward. It's clear, according to the other poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shevet HaLevi, that in picture number 6, where on the left side, it's simply empty. There's simply a gap. And there's nothing going on there on the left side, and on the right side there's a doorpost, so that certainly would be patur, and there'd be no mezuzah. Our question right now is in picture number 5, where there's a wall, but no distinct doorpost, and there is a distinct doorpost on the right side. This certainly occurs in many homes, where there might be a doorway or a hallway that looks like that, where you have a wall and then you have a doorpost on one side. This is the question that we want to discuss right now. So we have 3 shittas here, as in most cases in mezuzah. The Sefer Eshkol and the Rush in Hilchos Mezuzah, Simin Yadal, Rabbein Yerucham, and the Tur say, the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that this doorpost is chayv mezuzah. And it should get a proper mezuzah. And this is side of the halacha in the Kiryas Sefer, the Alfasi Zuta, the Taz, and the Ben Ishchai and Pashas Kisava.
4 and 5 are not just the opposites, though.
No, 5 and 6, as we want to distinguish.
In, what I'm saying, yeah. Is there a club between the opposite of 4 and 5?
Is there a distinction?
Four, the wall comes out a lot. I think that was more what the tour was discussing, whereas five, it seems like the wall itself meets the...
Correct. But there's no mezuzah there in number five. It's just a flat wall. There's no doorpost.
Correct. But
yeah.
But the wall does not extend earlier too, like it does in four. Meaning the wall is before the even the Pesach.
The wall is before...
The case four, and that this is how the tour described it.
Yeah.
Where the wall goes past the actual entrance.
Yeah.
Whereas in five...
Yeah.
The wall and the entrance are the same. Is there any color between those two?
Oh, yeah.
No, what's number four? The wall doesn't go extend past the door, but it's the same size.
I mean, let's say it didn't extend past?
Yeah, the wall...
Or the cases you're discussing now, five, let's say it did go past.
It did go past.
Yeah.
So in five, if that went past, I think it would be the same thing. I think it shouldn't make a difference in five. It's still...
Yeah, there'd be a greater consensus that everyone would say it's five.
If it went past?
No, if it didn't.
If it didn't go past, because it's a Rosh Kosel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, perhaps. There's lots to discuss.
Right, I'm saying, so the case that you're discussing now is which case?
Is we want to discuss five right now.
Five, where it's... Equal.
Equal. And even if it go, if for our point of discussion right now, let's ignore Rosh Kosel for now. For our point of discussion, let's assume it goes to that point or past for this discussion. So again, the Sefer Eshkol and the Taz and the Ben Ishchai say that the doorpost is chayv mezuzah because you only need one. This is the first Mahalach. The Rambam and the Rav Yah and the Piskei Riz and the Meiri and the Orach Chaim follow the Chacham who say if there's only one doorpost, you're patur. And such a mezuzah in this case would not get, such a doorpost would not get a mezuzah, and this is what the Shulchan Aruch says in Levush, and the Mishkan Es Yaakov in Orach Chaim as well, that in our case in number 5, there would be no mezuzah. Because of this Machlokas Achronim, this is not a small Machlokas Achronim, this is a major postgum over here, so they conclude that only one doorpost on the right side, it should get a mezuzah, but without a bracha, and this is the Sheet of the Shach, and the Ber Hetev, and the Yad Katan, and the Derech Chaim, the Kitz of Shulchan Aruch, and pretty much everyone after that, that in this case, which does occur in many homes, it should have a mezuzah on the right side of the doorpost, but without a bracha. The Maharsham in Chelek Dalet says that if you have a Pesach with only a doorpost on the right side, and there's no door, we should have a sfeik sveika. Why? Because we have a suffix whether we have a mezuzah if there's only one doorpost, and a suffix according to the Rambam if there's no door, and therefore, in picture number 5, if there's no door attached to it, there should simply be no mezuzah, which again occurs in many, many homes. However, many poskim disagree. The Bir Halacha says it's proper to be machron, and the Agro Halacha as well says we are machron unless there's a shas hadachak. Unless for some reason you're unable to have a mezuzah there, I don't know what the shas hadachak is, but unless you have no choice, even if there's no door, we don't rely on the sfeik of the Maharsham, and there should be a mezuzah in such a case without a bracha. The next issue is the issue of hallways and places where there's no clear doorpost or Rosh HaKselem, which is complicated to describe, and that's why we need some pictures over here. The Gemara in Menachos Lamed Aleph Alv says that an akarna requires a mezuzah. What's an akarna? So Rashi says it refers to a corner, like in picture number 7. You have two walls that meet at a corner, and it has everything else. Such a mezuzah should have a doorpost should have a mezuzah. The Chavos Hador and the Agrabah Alecha say that a doorway on the corner is considered a regular doorpost and chayav mezuzah without question. The Rush in Siman Dalet says that rather we're talking about something totally different. He says simply that the natural walls of the house exit out into another room or outside the house. There's no distinction. There's no doorpost coming in. It's just that the walls run and run and run, and they simply come to an end. And there's no distinction. There's no separate mezuzahs. There's no separate doorpost attached to show that this is a distinct entrance. This is the Shita of the Rush. Similar, the best mashal I can think of is in a football stadium, where when the players come out of the stadium, when they come out underneath and they run onto the field, and they're in this hallway. So the hallway underneath the stadium runs and runs and runs until you get to the end, and then that's simply you run out into the exit. It's like a tunnel that runs out onto the field, and the walls of the stadium come, and there's simply a gap in the walls of the stadium where the tunnel comes in through. So the question would be, on that tunnel, would there be coming in, I guess, would there be a mezuzah? Because there's no distinct marking coming into that space of the tunnel that it should be a doorpost. It's simply the walls running to an end and exiting out into a room or into somewhere else. If there is, this is what we have here in picture number 8, right? Walls with a lintel on top, and something like this is what we have here with Machlokes in Rashi and the Rush. Unclear if Rashi would agree, but at least according to the Rush. And if there's a hallway, at the end of a hallway, and let's say something perpendicular juts into the hallway, so then immediately then that would create a chi of mezuzah, according to everyone. This sheet of the Rush, that walls don't come in on the opening, is cited by the Tur and Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Taz, the Chayadam, and the Ben Ishchai. However, there is a sheet of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish writes in Yerodei Kufayim Beis that the Rush is difficult. And why should I call it a mezuzah if there's no real doorpost? It's just a wall. It's not a mezuzah, it's a wall. There's nothing there to call it a doorpost. And therefore, he says, the mezuzah should only go up on such a place without a bracha. And this is the sheet of the Chazon Ish and the Minchas Yitzchak and all the poskim as well, that if you have such a place where there's just walls running into an end and ending out in the open air, and there's no doorpost coming in, like we have here in 8, so then, in such a case, there would be a mezuzah, but without a bracha. They discuss different variations of this. We can't discuss every single particular entrance that exists in the world. We can just discuss some varying topics. If you look in number 9, so here you have a Rosh Kosel, you have walls coming to an end, but there's no mashkof. We'll discuss the mashkof in a second. There's no lintel, it's just simply the roof. So in such a case, the Agav Halacha says you would be putter, because it's lacking a mashkof, and you have the machlokas here with the sheet of the Rush, and therefore in such a case, he feels that there would be no mezuzah in such an entrance, such a tunnel. In all of these cases of the Pesach that comes from the hallway, so the post can ask, why is this different than an achsadra? Why is this different than an entrance that comes into a house like an entranceway? So the Prisha and the Maskeres HaShulchan say that really, in our case, there's doors. In the sheet of the Rush, there's doors, and that's why the Rush says it gets a mezuzah. But if there was no doors in this case, then the Rush says you would not get a mezuzah. That's not how we follow. The son of the Prisha, in his notes on his father's work, in the Maharsham, the Chayuk Dal, say that in our case, the Pesach is made as an entrance, whereas in the case of the Achsadra, it's just made to hold up the roof. What that means exactly, why, how do you distinguish between being made as an entrance versus being made to hold up the roof? There's certainly what to distinguish there. Finally, the Yad Katana says that in our case, the Pesach is made l'shem dira. That's why it's made for living in. And this is not the case of the Achsadra. The Achsadra is not meant to live in. But in our case, these openings, these hallways, are made to live in. This brings us to the issue of a lintel, as it's called in English, or a mashkof. There has to be a bar running across the top. This is what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, that if there's no mashkof, the Pesach is putter in mezuzah. And this is cited by the Shulchan Aruch. The Levush explains why is this the case. So the Levush says, by the blood in Mitzrayim, it says that it was placed al hamashkof v'al shtei hamezuzos. So the Levush says that there's only a mezuzah, there's only a shei mezuzah when there is a mashkof. You can't call the doorpost mezuzahs unless there's also a bar running across the top. And this obviously is going to leave many areas where you have gates coming into with fences or things like that, where there's no lintel, there's no mashkof running across the top. So all these gates that don't have anything on top will remove any chiyuv for the mezuzah. Even if there's a door, it would still be patur. According to all the poskim, a door doesn't make it chayv if there's no lintel. And there are a number of cases that come up. A few things. Rav Moshe is quoted in the Olei Yeshurin saying that a lintel doesn't have to touch the mezuzah. There can be space between the doorpost and the mashkof. And what if the mashkof isn't on top of the mezuzah but on the sides? So if you look in pictures 10 and 11, so in 10, the mashkof is not on top of the doorpost, it comes off the sides. So the Mishkanos Yaakov and the Marsham and the Chovas Hador say it's patzer because it has to be al gabehem, has to be on top of the doorpost. The Bris Avram says it's chayv and mezuzah because the Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring the lashon, the language of al gabehem, so it must mean the Shulchan Aruch does not hold. It has to be like an Erev where the bar has to be on top of the doorposts. And the mezuzas melachim and the kuntros of mezuzah and the pischa mezuzas and others say that in such a case it should be without a bracha if you have the lintel not on top like in number 10. What about if you have the mashkof inserted in between? It's not on top, but it's in between. I don't know so many cases where I've seen this, but if you look in picture 11, where you have that the mashkof is in between the doorposts, but not sitting on top of the doorposts, so here, some people say it has a mezuzah with a bracha, others say it should get a mezuzah without a bracha. In such a case where the lintel and the mashkof is sitting in between the two doorposts. There's an interesting picture here, number 12, where the mashkof is attached to the ceiling. It's not attached to the doorpost, but it's rather hanging from the ceiling, and it's not has no connectivity to the doorposts. So in such a case, Agur Balacha says it would be chayiv as well. What about a sliding door that's on a track? Is the track that's above the sliding door considered a mashkof? Now, in most cases where there's a sliding door, you have material above the sliding door anyway, so the point is moot, because you're going to have either the walls or other things above the sliding door that will create enough of a mashkof. But let's say you had a sliding door with nothing really built above it, and you just had the sliding door and the outline and the bar of the sliding door, but nothing built above the sliding door, as we have here in picture 13. So Rav Nissen Karelitz in the Leket Hilchos Mezuzah says that it's only for... It's, since it's for the purpose of the door, it has a shem mashkof. Anything that's used to service the door has the status of a mashkof, and it's source of Pesach, and it's chayv mezuzah. This is what the Agur Balacha says as well. Rav Moshe and the Elul Yeshurun says that it's not a mashkof. It's not there to create a Pesach, it's there so the door can slide. And therefore a sliding door mashkof would not get it. And the Shari Mezuzah says, should put a mezuzah on a sliding door in such a case without a bracha. Rav Osner talks about an air conditioning vent that's above as well, where they build the air conditioning vent and the doorposts sit above the vent. This is more popular in Eretz Yisrael. In such a case, he says, that would be considered a mashkof. The Agur Balacha and Chaf Gimel says that the lintel is built out, like in picture 14, that it comes out to, as a rain cover, that's still considered a mashkof. Even though the mashkof is being used for other purposes, to make an entranceway that would stop the rain from coming in, so in such a case as well, it would get a mezuzah with a bracha in that case. Next, what if the ceiling is the mashkof? That there's nothing really built, there's no second floor, it's just that the ceiling itself is the mashkof, as we have here in picture 15. So the Chazon Ish writes in Yerodei Kufayim Beis that the ceiling cannot be a mashkof. Rav Moshe says this as well in the Shevet Halevi in Chelek Beis. However, the Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Yud Sadi Aleph says that it is a mashkof, and it should get a mezuzah without a bracha. And he says, we see this from what other case? The achsadra, right? This is, in picture 15, this is an achsadra. It's the same thing. So if an achsadra, this entranceway to the house, that simply has a roof on top of it, is sufficient for it to be considered an entranceway, so the Chovas Hador and the Halichos Olam and other poskim as well, and the Agur Balacha say that this would be, we do put a mezuzah where the mashkof is simply the ceiling above the entranceway. Now, turn to, over the page, to picture 16. Picture 16 has two things. There's a photograph from the Torah Vat Mitzvah, and there's also a smaller picture next to it on the bottom, and they're both reflecting the same idea. Because this occurs in many, many homes, and it occurs all over the place. If you have two doorposts, but the top of the doorpost is simply the ceiling, and the doorpost runs all the way up to the top. So in such a case, there's no mashkof. And there'd be no mezuzah in this picture, because it's just there's no distinction of anything being separate than the ceiling itself that the doorposts run into. So something like this, that happens all the time in homes. That's why we don't have mezuzahs on most of our hallways, because our hallways are simply the same ceiling running into the next room. There's no distinction of a mashkof separating the room, and therefore in such a case there'd be no mezuzah. You can see it as well in the smaller picture. If you see looking down into the house, but where the one is, so then certainly you're coming into that's considered, as you enter into the house, that would probably get a mezuzah, similar to the achsadra we discussed before, right? Because you can use the natural ceiling as you enter and exit the house to be considered a mashkof. But in number two, as you go from that bigger room into the smaller room, so that smaller room would not get a mezuzah. Because in that case, you're simply relying on the ceiling, and there's no distinction as the mashkof as you move into the smaller room. And that's why we don't have mezuzahs in those places in our homes where you're going from one hallway to the next. Yeah. No, not at all. There's nothing there. Yeah. Even the person says that the ceiling can have, even if we right. don't follow the Chaznish, okay. even those posting would say that in this case, inside the house, meaning not as an entrance to the house, but inside the house, as you move from hallway to room, and though it's simply one continuous ceiling, and there's no mashkof, there would be no mezuzah in such a case. Yeah. In 15, that is the entrance into the house. So there's a distinction, because I can see the lintel as I come in. That distinguishes that to create a mashkof. That's like an achsadra. But in the other cases, not when I'm entering into the house, but rather I'm already in the house, and I'm moving from hallway to room, or room to room, and there's no distinctive mashkof, there would be no bracha in such a case. There would be no mezuzah at all, according to everyone, in such a case. Let's discuss two more interesting structures. The first is the Pesach Shamai. The Gemara Menachos Sanhedrin Gimel Amud Beis, and Erev in Yud Aleph says, a desolate opening. Whatever that means, a desolate opening is putzer from the mezuzah. What's a desolate opening? So the Gemara says, the opening doesn't have a ceiling. And another answer is, the opening doesn't have doorposts or a lintel. Says Tosos there, Menachos, the doorposts are not smooth. Like we have here in 17, they didn't finish it, it's very jagged. And therefore, in these cases, you would not get a mezuzah in such a case. Rashi in Erev in Yud Aleph says that it's simply not a tzuras haPesach. It's not sufficient to be considered a proper entrance. The Tur and the Levush and the Taz and Sifkat and Tes and Aruch HaShulchan say that such doorposts don't get mezuzahs. The Yad Katana, cited in the mezuzahs Beisach and the Chovas Hador, and other Sfarim says it gets a mezuzah, but without a bracha. In this case, again, this is a very uncommon entranceway. It shouldn't come up that much. Then if it would not be possible to close the door on such a place, so then the Yad Katan agrees that there'd be no mezuzah if you couldn't have a door that covered such an area. Yeah.
Let's say sometimes like a museum or an old thing, you could have like, it's not finished, but it's on purpose for design or for fancy.
Good. So if you look at picture 18, so the Agur Balacha says in Perachaf Gimel that if you make a door, that if the Pischei Mezuzahs writes, and the Shari Mezuzah as well, and the Agur Balacha in Perachaf says if you do it on purpose to be fancy, or to do it for some sort of constructive reason, so then it would get a mezuzah with a brach in such a place if it was done purposefully. I don't have a picture over here because it didn't come out properly, but the Agur Balacha in Perachaf Gimel discusses a doorway out of foliage, out of plants. So if a person has, let's say, a very elaborate entrance with, it grows up and the trees grow over one another and the bushes, and you cut a hole through it, so, or you have like an entrance to like to a hedge maze, those mazes where people walk around and they get lost in. So in that case, there is no mezuzah. The Minchas Yitzchak says there is a mezuzah without a bracha, but he's talking about a case where there is a piece of metal or wood holding up the foliage. That's holding up the bushes. But if it's simply growing over itself, and you cut a hole through it, so then that would not get a mezuzah, according to everyone. The last question is archways, which exist in many cases. So the Gemara in Yuma Yud Aleph and Beis says a machlokus regarding an arched gate. Rabbi Meir says chayev. Chachamim say it's pater. But they agree to be mechayev if the frame rises 10 tefachim before the arch. So what does that mean? Ten tefachim where? What type of ten tefachim are we talking about? So we have here again a machlokus between Rashi and the Rambam. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah that he describes a house which has a doorpost on either side and an arch above the two doorposts instead of a lintel, right? Two straight doorposts and then an arch above it. He says if the portions of the doorposts which are standing straight and not part of the arch are ten tefachim, or more, so then you have a mezuzah. If the straight doorposts are not 10 tefachim, and the archway begins below 10 tefachim, so then it would not require a mezuzah. Why? The Rambam says, because it doesn't have a mashkof. The Rambam's whole issue is it doesn't have a mashkof if you have an archway starting below 10 tefachim. And this is the sheet of the Meir and Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Kiryas Sefer on the Rambam. Rashi there in Yuma disagrees. Rashi and the Tur, which is according to the Taz and the Chayadim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch explain that the issue in the Gemara is not having a width of 4 tefachim. But if the arched Pesach doesn't narrow to less than 4 tefachim before it reaches the height of 10 tefachim, is chayav. Meaning, as long as the arch has 10 tefachim, as long as the archway, as it's going up, is still 10 tefachim high, before the arch gets narrow enough that there's not 4 tefachim of space going from side to side, so then it would be chayav, and according to Rashi, the nafkamina is, there's no reason to have straight doorposts. You can have what we have here in 19, picture 19, that according to, and you actually see over here, the arrow is pointing on the right side to where there is a mezuzah in this picture, where you can have a totally arched entrance with no straight aspects at all, and according to Rashi, you would have a mezuzah somewhere along the arch, where we'll discuss in a second. So if the arch has two straight doorposts of 10 tefachim, then according to the Chovas Hador and everyone else, it will get a bracha and it'll be chayv and mezuzah. However, the Chovas Hador is not entirely correct. The Shevet HaLevi in Chelek Beis says that we see from Rashi and Erevin that in the case of an arch, the mashkof is the straight line above the arch. Rashi has a, the Shevet HaLevi points something out in Rashi. When Rashi says that you don't need to have, where's the mashkof according to Rashi, right? The Rambam's whole point is that if you have the 10 tefachim and you have the archway above it, so the archway will act as a mashkof. Where's Rashi's mashkof? Rashi understands that at some point above the archway, there's going to be a straight line somewhere in the building. At some point, you're going to reach a ceiling or the top of the building where there's going to be a straight line. And that thing, that straight line eventually, says Rav Osner, is going to be the mashkof according to Rashi. But it turns out, if you have a freestanding arch, according to Rashi, and there is nothing above that freestanding arch, you just have an arch in the middle of nowhere, and there's nothing above the arch, and there's no building built above it, so you don't reach a straight point at any point place above the arch, so then such a archway would get a mezuzah, but no bracha. That, according to Rav Osner, yeah.
What do you mean, like, do you have an arch just built out of stones? Like, what if the stones are a foot, you know, tall, so then you can divide that in half and say it's straight at that?
There has to be a straight ending point at some point, where a straight line, where Rashi will call that straight line above the archway a mashkof.
There has to be a straight row of bricks, or that within the kippah you have to be able to draw a straight line?
Within the kippah you have to be able to draw a straight line somewhere.
So, or if any, I mean,
if you just had an arch, and it wasn't built around anything, so then there would be no, according to Rashi, that might not get...
What do you mean built around?
I should have had a picture. So, meaning... Like this. If I just had this, so the Rav Osner wants to say, according to Rashi, so this alone might be problematic. Because where's the mashkof according to Rashi? It's nowhere. Because it's getting fancy here. But at a certain point in the building, this should happen. At a certain point, there should be something above it to create the mashkof according to Rashi. And therefore, he says that in such a case, you'd have it without a bracha. Okay. What's the halacha in regards to Shitas Rashi if there is no post and just an arch, like we pointed out over here in 19? So the Shach and the Beis Lecha Mehuda say the halacha is like Rashi, that such an arch gets a mezuzah. As we see here in the picture, there is a mezuzah. The Rambam Shulchan Aruch argue and say it would be Pater. And this is the Shita of the Levush and the Ben Yishchai as well, and the Yalkut Yosef. So it would seem that Sfardim would not put a mezuzah on such an archway. Therefore, the Yad Katan, the Derech Chaim, the Maskeres LeShulchan, and other poskim say that there would be a mezuzah in such a case, both out of bracha. I imagine that Sfardim would not put a mezuzah in there at all if there's no arch, if there's no post at all. Finally, if the doorposts were curved or on a slant, so if you look in picture 20, so you see how the doorposts come up on a slant or a curve? So the Chovas Hador says it gets a bracha, and with no problem there's a mezuzah there. However, the Pisrei Mezuzah says there's no bracha on such a doorpost where it is slanted. Why? Because it's being choshish for a sheet of the Ritva in Erev and Yud Aleph. The Ritva says, "Delochashiv Pesach le'inyan mezuzah, el kashiyesh mezuzos omed shavos," meaning straight. The Ritva says there's no mezuzah unless the lines of the doorposts are straight. Min hatzedek gavohos asar l'chol apachos. So the Ritva would not put a mezuzah there, but the poskim don't agree. So in such a case where you have curved doorposts, you would get a mezuzah, but without a bracha.
Why would the Rambam agree with
20? What?
Would the Rambam agree with? The Rambam would say you get a mezuzah.
Technically, he does. The Rambam doesn't assume that it has to be straight. The Rambam just says there needs to be a demarcation between the doorposts and the top. The Rambam doesn't say straight. The Rambam just said there needs to be a demarcation between doorpost and top. Where does the mezuzah go on an arch? This is important to know. So according to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, we have to know something first because we didn't learn this yet. The mezuzah is supposed to go in the top third, the bottom of the top third of the doorpost. So now, as long as we know that, the rest will make sense. According to the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, it would seem proper that the placement of a mezuzah on an arched doorway should be in the top third of a straight part of the doorpost, right? Meaning ignore the archway and should go in the top third. The arch section is simply not taken into account. It's not really an aspect here. We just look at the straight part. But according to Rashi, the mezuzah should be hung on the top third of the doorway, measuring from which point? When it's not for tefachim wide anymore. Meaning Rashi ignores the fact, the issue of the mashkof. Rashi views the entire area of the arch going up to be the mezuzah until it reaches which point, whether or not, for tefachim going across. So here now we have a machlokes in Rashi and the Rambam where the mezuzah should go. According to Rashi, it should be much higher up than where the Rambam would put it. Because according to Rashi, you keep on going up the side of the arch until you reach the place where it narrows too much. According to the Rambam, once the archway kicks in, you ignore it, and you simply look at the doorpost itself. So, and it would seem it's impossible to be happy according to everyone. Because it has to be, according to Rashi, the Rambam's mezuzah is going to be too short. It's going to be too low. And according to the Rambam, Rashi's mezuzah is going to be too tall. So how are we going to make everybody happy? So this is the Shita of the Taz. The Taz suggests that the Rambam would allow placing a mezuzah on the arch section of the doorway. A chiddush. That you should follow more like Rashi and not the Rambam. You should go into the arch. And he says that the arch section is considered a mashkof. And since there's only two doorposts that are 10 tefachim high, the arch section, according to the Rambam, according to the Taz, would be considered part of it. And you go into the arch, according to the Rambam, according to the Taz, when you make that calculation. This is what the Mezuzah's Pesacha says. The Achronim say the Taz is very problematic. Why would the Taz agree to allow to go into the arch when calculating two-thirds of the way up? And they say the Mezuzah should be placed only on the straight part of the arch. So halacha lemaisa, you ignore the archway itself, and you only look at the straight part of the doorpost when calculating the top third versus the bottom two-thirds of where the mezuzah would go. If you have a total archway, so then you would then rely on Rashi and calculate the total arch going until the place where there are not four tefachim going across. Yeah.
So no one would say that the part that doesn't have four tefachim going across would be considered a mashkof?
Nobody says that. Nothing.
Rashi would judge that from there. That's
like, but yes, Rashi's not telling you that that point is the first. How could Rashi admit to that? Because no, everyone agrees that once it's less than four tefachim, it's not considered a Pesach anymore. Once it's not four tefachim wide, so then it's not considered a viable Pesach.
So you just pretend like that's not there.
So you just ignore that space, and then eventually, again, according to Rav Uzner, you find the next place where there would be a straight line to make the archway.